AP News, I'm Haya Pinjwani. Democratic Senator Mark Kelly from Arizona is being investigated for possible breaches of military law after he joined a handful of other lawmakers in a video that called for U.S. troops to refuse unlawful orders. Kelly was the only lawmaker targeted for investigation. AP's Lisa Dwyer reports on a major ruling in two high-profile political cases.
A federal judge has dismissed the criminal cases against former FBI Director James Comey and New York Attorney General Letitia James, concluding that the prosecutor who brought the charges at President Donald Trump's urging was illegally appointed by the Justice Department. The ruling amounts to a stunning rebuke of the Trump administration's efforts to target Trump's political opponents, as well as its legal maneuvering to hastily install a loyalist prosecutor willing to file the cases. The previous prosecutor lost his job amid pressure from the White House to file charges against Comey and James. However, the judge dismissed the cases without prejudice, leaving the door open for the Justice Department to potentially revive the prosecutions. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
While talks in Geneva on U.S. peace proposals are seen as heavily favoring Russia after its invasion of Ukraine, European leaders have called the discussions a step in the right direction. In remarks to an international summit, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says talks continue on a proposal.
We are at a critical moment, and we are working closely with the United States, with European partners, with many, many others to define steps that can end Russia's war against us, against Ukraine, and bring real security.
The U.S. stock market is rising again ahead of a week with shortened trading because of Thanksgiving holiday. The S&P 500 climbed 1.6% and added to its jump from Friday. The Dow was up 310 points, and the Nasdaq Composite was 2.6% higher. This is AP News. A key figure in last month's NBA gambling scandal arrest has entered a plea in federal court. Correspondent Gethin Coolbaugh.
Portland Trailblazers coach Chauncey Billups has pleaded not guilty to charges he profited from rigged poker games involving several mafia figures and another former NBA player. The Hall of Famer was arraigned Monday in a federal court in New York City. Billups was among more than 30 charged in last month's sprawling federal takedown of illegal gambling operations linked to professional sports. He previously appeared in Oregon federal court on October 23rd. His attorney at the time said that the five-time All-Star was a, quote, man of integrity, end quote, and denied the charges. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
Dharmendra, one of Indian cinema's most popular stars, whose performances made him a defining screen presence in the 70s and 80s Bollywood films, died. He was 89. I'm Haya Pinjwani, AP News.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
If you're an RIA or looking to become one, Schwab Advisor Services is the Watson to your homes. Smart, dependable, always has your back. It's no mystery why they're the number one choice for RIAs who want to be the ultimate solution for their clients. With all the wealth services, technology, and support your firm needs, the difference is so obvious, it's Schwabvious. Follow the clues at schwabvious.com.